Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I would like to just be more efficient as an offense. We'd like to throw more completions. We would like to just continue to move the ball forward. And then when we do that, we have to be better in the red zone. I think that's the other Achilles heel that we have right now. We're making it down there, but we're not scoring 7 points. We're just settling for field goals last couple weeks. So if we do those two things on offense, I think you'll see improvement.
Oh, yeah, Ben Johnson, I remember a time where you didn't even score field goals in the red zone. Little do you know how much the team has improved. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And frankly, this is the sign of a step up. You know, I remember when at the beginning of the season we were talking about just score on your first drive, and the Bears haven't always done that. But that would be such a key turnaround point for the team, because they were so bad at even simply extending drives last season. That was part of the reason they lost 10 games in a row. So I was like, just get some points. Like, scoring a touchdown on your first drive would be wonderful. That would be a massive step up. So, and now we've gone from just score points on a drive to, oh, field goals aren't good enough. Now we want touchdowns. I would say that's leveling up.
Certainly leveling up. Do you know what the Bears' red zone percentage was as far as touchdowns were concerned in 2024? Do you want to take a guess?
In 2024, what do you want? Touchdown percentage in the red zone.
Yes.
Number one, they'd have to get to the red zone.
Oh, fair.
Number two, when they were there, they'd have to score a touchdown. I'm going to give this like 15%.
But hold on. No. The first part is untrue. When you said first they have to get to the red zone. No. Take that out of the equation. They are in the red zone.
I know.
What percentage of the time in the red zone?
I still just wanted to illustrate, like, getting to the red zone was still an accomplishment at the time.
Oh, yeah. So you said 15? Is that your final answer?
No, that's too low.
Exactly.
Because then they have to get to the red zone.
Mm-hmm. Work with me here.
30.
What if I told you that the Bears were 7th in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage last year at 62.16%?
I would then ask how many times they actually got
not
to the
many.
Red zone.
Not many is
because
the answer.
Because this sure sounds like a percentage that relates to a small sample size.
You said that like it was a 30 for 30. What if I told you?
What if I told you? But no, this is true.
They weren't 30 for 30. That'd be 100%.
This is true, because I also want to slay the variance dragon in the playoffs, because that is a load of stuff. I was really going to say it there.
So,
but like, same with, because the Dodgers and the Astros are here to tell you the variance doesn't matter when you have good rosters. So, yeah, I'm here to slay that dragon too.
All right. So you said 62.1%. What do you think the red zone touchdown percentages this year?
Well, they get to the red zone more often, and I know that they're not scoring as many drives when they get there, according to the team. So it's probably lower than 62% because they would want it higher.
I like
I'm
going to
say 47 or 48.
Oh, you're so close. They are a 50% team scoring touchdowns when they get to the red zone. That ranks tied for 21st in the NFL. So you see, they get there a lot more now.
Do you have the numbers of the trips for 2024?
I do not have the number for the trips, but I'll get
it
that.
It was four. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, no, it was more than four, but I don't
it
know.
It felt fairly futile.
It was fairly futile.
Like, percent of my life, like, it was 15% of the time I was watching a Bears game.
The reason I wanted to point that out, Layla, is because I believe that this game and whether or not the Bears can win this game, while yes, it does depend on the ability to run the football and stop the run, first and foremost, I think the Bears can take another big step forward and get a dub by simply doing a better job when they get to the red zone, because they've gotten there plenty of times in 2025. There's a reason they're a top 10 scoring offense in the league. It's because they get a lot of field goals and they also get some touchdowns along the way too.
Yeah, they have another game yet again where they can say they're the only team who in every single game they've played has scored at least 21 points. So that is a big piece of this. And what's funny is in 2018 on this station, I remember saying to Lawrence, I didn't like the amount of trick plays they had to use in order to score touchdowns. I thought that wasn't the sign of a healthy offense. I say that now knowing that this is a much deeper work in progress. And at the time I was saying it, it was around December. Yeah, if we're talking about this in December, then it's a different issue. But talking about it right now, still in October, where we know that this is something they're working on, I'm okay with it. Even if they score one more touchdown inside their red zone trips, like, you know, and it varies when it comes to how many they're going to score and how many times they're going to get there. But even one would change that number drastically.
Yeah, I mean, they're averaging 25 points a game right now. Last year, they averaged 18.2 points per game. That is a they're averaging a touchdown more this season than last season. Well, that's already a huge improvement.
And it was the yards per game last year. You know, there was a bunch of ways you could tell the offense was not up to snuff.
And so when we're looking at this, you have to understand that Ben Johnson, on the one hand, is doing a marvelous job of making sure that your prayer from 2024 is answered. That prayer was, get a first down, don't go three and out.
Seriously. I mean, I'm not asking for the world, you know, but when it comes to just the desire to have functioning offensive possessions.
Because how many three and outs did we saw way too many games start where it was just three and out. All right, that was the Bears' first possession. And so that's why we were all marveled at the beginning of game one, when they march down the field and score a touchdown, and it's become kind of a thing that the first possession at least won't be a three and out in most cases under Ben Johnson.
Ah, familiar voice chimes in on our text line. 773, Midway Jimbo. I'd love to find out percentage of drives ending in points last year and versus rest of league. Yeah, those are the stats, Midway Jimbo, that NFL teams actually use when they're talking about measuring their own data and measuring how they can be more successful. Like, when Ben Johnson is telling us about this, this isn't some throwaway talking point. This is very much the goal for the team. That transparency is not lost on me. And then to up the ante, it is reiterated by Declan Doyle. Let's hear what he had to say about how they're working on this right now.
Really, it's we're always planning, especially in the passing game. It's like, hey, here is primary. All right, here are your contingency plans. Here's your progression. And then when that play breaks down, really it becomes that second act that we've been talking about. But his mobility has to come into play. I think I said it before, but quarterbacks are erasers at times of, like, you know, whether that's a game planning error or they're playing something different than we maybe would have thought. At times, you know, one's not open, two's not open, three's not open, and he's got to go make a play and be special. And, you know, Ben talks about that, like, when is it time to put on that Superman cape and go be special? And at times, you know, he can go do that, and you love seeing it. You know, we saw it in the Minnesota game early in the year, you know, him scrambling and making that play. It's just really coaching him on, you know, when we want to do that and making sure that we've exhausted all options before we do it.
Dave, you said the red zone's a good time to go put on the cape?
Anytime that it breaks down, it may be time to put the cape on. But yeah, absolutely. And obviously that's an area that we're working really hard to improve there. It's you know, an area that we haven't really met our standard down there quite yet. And so that's obviously something that we're working on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And you know what's funny is on the flip side, how many times have we said about a Bears defense, oh, you know they allowed a big play between the 40s, for example, or between the 20s, but their bend don't break, and then they would keep teams out of the end zone. Like, this is the real battle here.
So I have those numbers that you wanted, by the way.
Oh, me and Midway Jimbo?
The number of times that they were in the red zone last year compared to this year. Are you ready?
And we're only in week 8.
All right, so I've got average per game.
Okay.
So per game last year.
Even better. Where'd you get it? Where did you go for this?
I went to teamrankings.com.
Teamrankings.com is good.
They have a lot of different stats.
They also have like the penalty numbers really well.
You could do a lot of stuff on this website. But here's the important thing. Last year under Matt Eberflus and company, because you know you had interim coaches and such.
Eberflus and company.
Yes.
Great midday show.
Yes. 2.2 trips to the red zone per game. That was tied for last in the NFL.
There it is. That's the one where I was like annoyed and breaking stuff.
And so this year they're averaging 3.2, which doesn't sound that much higher.
Oh, it is.
It is. It's 12%
higher.
It's 12th in the league. So it's just above middle of the pack. But more importantly, Layla, over the last 3 games, they're 7th in the NFL with 4.3 trips to the red zone per game. So you're getting all these trips, and you're coming up with field goals way too often.
Well, and that's how you bust up the scoreboard here. That's when you're able to rack up the points. You know, we talk about, like, out-getters. That's point-getting time right there. That's when you're stacking points, not just stacking wins. That's how you become the best offense in the league.
So the reason I wanted you to make sure you understood that the 4.3 was over the last 3 games, and that's a much higher number of trips.
It means you're more effective.
Well, you're getting there more often. Over those last 3 games, they're only converting touchdowns. Remember, it was 50% for the season.
Right.
30.8% of the time.
Significant drop off.
And we see it with our eyeballs.
Frankly, correlates with what we've seen in the passing game a little bit.
Yeah.
Where there were only 15 and 17 completions, respectively.
And it sounds like if Caleb Williams were to opt to use his legs a little more opportunistically inside the 20, perhaps that could loosen things up in the end zone when he wants to pass.
It's also a solution to things like, oh, Colston Loveland needs to be more involved. Nobody's complaining when a tight end catches a pass for a touchdown.
I think Colston Loveland is going to catch a touchdown. That's my gambling advice for this week from me, is to say, go ahead. I don't know what the number is, but that anytime touchdown for Colston Loveland, go ahead and dial that up, because I don't think Cole Kmet's playing this week.
Done and done on FanDuel. That is one of the, I think, the props that you can have. So that's good to know. Speaking of that, we should probably mention the Bears injury report, and I kind of don't want to.
Why not?
Because it's big.
Don't let the facts hurt you.
It's big, and there's a lot. Roschon Johnson didn't practice. Game status unspecified. This is per NFL when they refresh it. Braxton Jones did not practice. Cole Kmet didn't practice. Tyreek Stevenson didn't practice. Braxton Jones, by the way, they say it's a knee. Joe Tooney didn't practice, but it was rest, a.k.a. older. Giggle.
I like that you said older, not just old.
Because he's not old. You know, like when you've got Joe Flacco earning money here and Aaron Rodgers, like...
They play quarterback.
Over 37, then you're old. They probably not playing offensive line anymore, though, either. Kyler Gordon back on the injury report. He was limited in practice on Thursday with groin slash calf.
Don't love that.
What happens in the middle? Your hamstrings okay, though? Your quads okay for now?
Yeah.
DJ Moore, hip limited. DeAndre Swift, groin limited. That's something that we knew was an issue last week. Austin Bicker, remember they opened up the practice window on him, full participant with his knee. Grady Jarrett, full participant, and that's up from being limited on Wednesday. Amen Obongamiga, he is a full participant in practice. Cairo Santos was full, and Nashawn Wright was full. So
important, Nashawn Wright a go. Tyreek Stevenson, scary. Kyler Gordon, how you feel about getting back out to the outside a little bit more this week? Because I think that's a real thing.
It's going to have to be. The way Dennis Allen was able to use the combination of Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon, even at the line of scrimmage, junk up the front, as Spencer Rattler liked to say.
Yes.
You giggle. It's a giggle cringe every time from Marshall.
No. There's no cringe.
I don't know if you're swallowing your laugh there or what.
Well, I'm swallowing what I was about to say in response to it because it was inappropriate. You know, I try to be very reverent on this program.
It's a Friday.
Oh, we let loose on Fridays?
I mean, a little bit. We try to. It can't all be heavy.
But it is heavy because it's a lot of junk in the front.
But that's what happened. Watch the game Sunday and tell me you're not going to say that when you're watching it. You're going to say it.
I think what concerns me a little bit is that Roschon Johnson's two-game rush streak is in jeopardy now if he doesn't play because he's rushed the ball in each of the last two games, and he's averaging 8.5 yards per carry. Those two rushes.
847, brilliant point out of you, and one I love to point out as well. They could call more rollouts.
Yeah.
Like, ludicrous would be in my head if I were an offensive coordinator, because I'd just be like, roll out. And it's about the same rhythm, actually. When you look at it during the play, the amount of time it takes him to say roll out is about the amount of time you should hit one of the hash marks, is it not?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
630, groin calf sounds like a Shane's Meats question. We can't talk about that segment anymore, ever again. And it's not for the reasons you'd think. We just decided right after it happened that we should never play it again. So let's mention, by the way, the Baltimore Ravens injury report, because I saw a name that's on there. He's a full practice, and it's really just an excuse to say his name. Roquan Smith. You remember him well. How is he going to come out on Sunday? Let's talk about that next. The former Bears linebacker facing his former team. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.